stand as you are able for the gospel reading from Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. As he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what large stones and what large buildings." Then Jesus asked him, "Do you see these great buildings? Not one stone will be left here upon another. All will be thrown down." When he was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will this be? And what will be the sign that all these things are about to be accomplished?" Then Jesus began to say to them, "Beware that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name and say, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is still to come. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. This is but the beginning of the birth pains. As for yourselves, beware, for they will hand you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings because of me, as a testimony to them. And the good news must first be proclaimed to all nations. When they bring you to trial and hand you over, do not worry beforehand about what you are to say, but say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise against parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all because of my name. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us today. Breathe on us the breath of life. Amen. Well, you guys ready for a boring message? So we've started a tradition in our house of having a family movie night on Friday nights. We eat dinner early, we make popcorn, and then we all pile onto the couch and watch a movie together. Now we have to be careful, since my daughter is 5, to pick a movie that is age level appropriate. And sometimes even the movies that are recommended for her age level prove to be a little bit scary for her. The first time we watched the Disney movie Moana, she was really scared by the lava monster. If you've ever seen that movie, there's the scary lava monster in the movie. So the first time that the lava monster appeared on the screen, she screamed and jumped into my lap in fear, and she was uncertain if she wanted to go on and continue watching the rest of the movie. This sense of fear and uncertainty are what the Jewish community is experiencing at the time when Mark writes this gospel. They are experiencing a lot of turmoil and chaos because the Jewish temple in Jerusalem has been destroyed during war. In our text for today, we are told that the disciples who are with Jesus marvel at the large stones of the temple. Now, at this time, when Jesus was walking the earth with his disciples, the temple is very much still intact. And it is a magnificent structure. It is huge. And it's the most beautiful structure that many people at that time had ever seen. It was also the place of worship for the Jewish people. It was central to their religion. It was the place where God's presence dwelt. Now, fast forward about 50 years to the time when Mark's gospel is written. The temple, this magnificent structure that was central to the Jewish religion, has just been destroyed in the war between the Jews and their Roman oppressors. The people who first hear this Gospel of Mark that describes Jesus and his disciples walking through the temple are now grieving the loss of that temple. When they hear Jesus' words to his disciples about future wars and rumors of wars, they know the fear that that can bring because they are living it. More than merely watching it in a movie and getting scared, they have actually experienced it. When they hear Jesus' words to his disciples about turmoil and chaos in the world, they don't have to imagine it. Their whole world has been turned upside down. The temple, with its large stones that the Jews thought would last forever, has been leveled. The foundation of their faith and identity has been ripped out from under them. They have experienced suffering, violent death, persecution, and the destruction of the place that was central to them, the place where God's presence dwelt. All certainty is lost, and in its place, fear has taken root. And I imagine they are wondering if they will be able to continue on and make it through the despair and fear. Thousands of years later, we are still experiencing war, chaos, turmoil, and suffering in our world. People are struggling with famine in Sudan. Wars continually rage in the Middle East, leaving people to flee their homes for safety. The tallest two buildings in New York City, which were a symbol of American economic power and stability, were leveled in a terrorist attack, causing massive loss of life and a loss of a sense of security. Hurricanes destroyed coastal towns and islands. An earthquake decimated the country of Haiti. Wildfires are currently causing mass destruction and loss of life in California. Mass shootings are a regular occurrence in our country. The rise of nationalism around the globe is causing a threat to global partnership and union, which is crucial to help prevent a future world war. Our world is a chaotic place, full of turmoil, upheaval, and instability. More than merely watching all of this in a movie, we are living it. We, like the people who heard Mark's gospel for the first time, are living in uncertain times. In these chaotic and uncertain times, it might seem like our foundation of stability and security has been ripped out from under us. And that can lead us to operate out of fear, which can drive us to worry about how we are going to make it, if we will be able to continue on, and what kind of future awaits us if we make it through these uncertain times. As we watched the Moana movie, Tessa was really scared by the lava monster. She was uncertain if she wanted to keep watching it, but she decided to give it a try. Every time the lava monster showed up, she would get scared. But at the end of the movie, going to give you a little spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. At the end of the movie, the lava monster actually turns out not to be a monster. The monster is actually a goddess who has had her heart stolen from her that caused her to turn into a monster. So Tessa made it all the way to the end of the movie. And now when she watches the movie, she doesn't get as scared when she watches it because she knows how the story ends. She doesn't watch the movie from a place of fear now. And in the story of Moana, it all turns out okay in the end. Knowing the end of the story gives Tessa courage to make it to the end of the story, to make it through the scary parts. To Mark's first listeners and to us, the Gospel of Mark seeks to comfort and give courage by giving us a glimpse of the end of the story. But this glimpse isn't meant to be a timeline of events that will give us answers about when Jesus will return or when the end times will start. It's not a checklist. That's where many so-called end time prophets get it wrong. These scripture writings about the events surrounding Jesus' return aren't meant to serve as concrete predictions that we can check off our end times list. They are meant to serve as words of comfort for those who are suffering in the present. So for the people who are in despair after the destruction of the temple, the words of Jesus give them a glimpse of the future end of the story to help them make it through the present times, which can be scary. Words that assure them that God is active in working through the present chaos to bring about salvation and wholeness. God doesn't cause the chaos. God didn't cause the destruction of the temple. God didn't cause the Jewish war that caused the destruction of the temple. But God is at work through the destruction and the chaos to restore the people. The symbol for their religious identity may be destroyed, but their identity as God's people still stands. The place that was considered to house God's presence may be destroyed, but God's presence is still real and active. The chaos and turmoil are birth pangs, which hurt and are difficult to endure. But at the end of the birth pangs, there is the promise of new life. In the end, God will finish this work of restoration and salvation. The end of the story is that everything will be okay. All of the suffering, chaos, and wars will be no more. God will restore and save us and all of creation. This glimpse into the end of the story helps us to make it through the present uncertainty. It helps us endure to the end. And it helps us to endure not by giving us certainty, because we're not certain about the how or the when of the end. It helps us endure by giving us a promise, and this promise helps us to act in courage in the present. A pastor tells of a story of how he was driving on the interstate, and he passed this double-trailered BMW truck. And emblazoned on the double trailer along the side of it was this huge saying. And the saying was, "Belief in the present comes from faith in the future." Belief in the present comes from faith in the future. Believing in the promise that God gives us of the end of the story gives us courage to act in faith in the present. And some of these faithful ways that we are called to act in the present, as Mark's gospel points out, is that we are to watch. We are to stay faithful. We are to endure, and we are to bear witness. We are to bear witness to the world that the promise and hope that the chaos and turmoil do not have the final word. We are to bear witness that the chaos and turmoil will not overtake us in the end. We are called to be people of hope, not people of fear. As people who have a glimpse of the end of the story, we can help shine light in the darkness of despair in the present. For those who have been affected by war, violence, wildfires, hurricanes, political manipulations, for all those who have uncertainty about the future, we are to bear witness to the reality that the God who has promised to bring about restoration at the end of the story is the same God who is at work now to bring about healing, wholeness, and restoration. As we continue to walk through this world that seems unsafe and volatile, remember the end of the story. God is on a mission to save the whole world from the powers of chaos and fear. May we be people of hope who bear witness to this hope and who endure with courage to the end. Amen.